Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
And Michael Bradley, he might hit the ball anywhere. And that's why it's so tough to pitch to him, and it's so tough to know where to play him. And, when he hit one down third baseline, one to left center, one to right field, and one to left center. So, he can hit. He works on it. He knows he can hit. He's tension-free. And if you're going to teach a kid how to hit, you tell him to watch Michael Bradley.
That is. I don't know that a manager can pay a guy a higher compliment than if you want to teach a kid how to hit. I mean, does he yet not have the sweetest swing? See, that's Will Clarkish to me.
He's the best.
Right?
He's the best, man. Remember, we just didn't put enough attention. They got Garrett Cole and Michael Brantley, but the focus was really a lot on Garrett Cole, and not enough was on Michael Brantley. And Brantley had been, it's not like Michael Brantley hadn't been a very successful hitter. It's just he just kind of quietly came over from the Indians. There wasn't a lot of talk about him being, you knew he was a good hitter. Yeah. Michael Brantley has turned into a monster for the Astros.
Well, and more than a couple of people have already tweeted us, it was the best move of the offseason. And I don't know that that's even arguable. What other move did James Click make that was could compare to signing Michael Brantley?
Yeah, re-upping Brantley was a big deal. I never heard what the deal was with Brantley. Like, why did he not have other options? Did he just want to stay here? I'd heard his house, so he wanted to be near his kids or whatever.
Yeah. We thought he's from Tampa, if I'm not mistaken. And the thought was he's going back to Tampa because of that.
Have you ever been to Tampa?
Yeah, I've been to Tampa.
Would you want to go back and live there?
Well, if you're from there, you might like it. Somebody might like it. I don't know. We've lost Del for the show because Czechoslovakia is playing the Scooters or something. And so
the Scooters, that's Scotland.
Oh,
that's the Scooters.
And Czechoslovakia doesn't exist anymore. That's the Czech Republic up there playing.
Yeah. Oh, it's the same thing.
It's supposed to be a good match here, Johnny.
Yeah, is it?
Is it?
Is it? Are you, though?
Oh, man. Let's talk about what happened with Erickson over the weekend.
So
I've never seen anything like that since Hank Gathers.
Yeah.
That's how Hank Gathers' name started trending, by the way, on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah. So what's Erickson's first name?
Christian.
Yeah, Christian Erickson. During the match, he collapsed and went into it turned out he went into cardiac arrest. It was immediately attended to. There was a 90-minute delay on the field. There was obviously a great deal of concern, but they said the doctor said they had lost him. He was resuscitated.
Like a minute 38 or something like that? What was the number? He was dead for that long.
Yeah.
It was over a minute.
It was a Hank Gather situation, only they, were successful in reviving him. And so, they are very, right now, Denmark is critical of the stance being taken. Players expressed dissatisfaction at the position they were put in after teammate Christian Eriksen collapsed during the Euro 2020 opener on Saturday. Why is it called Euro 2020, Dell?
Because they chose to keep the branding of the name despite having to delay it. It was supposed to be last year. COVID got in the way.
But they wanted to keep the... But why? Did they have a logo? A sweet logo?
They always make logos, yeah.
I mean, why is it so hard to just call it Euro 2021? We're in the heart of 2021. But anyway, UEFA ordered the players who gathered in the dressing room after witnessing Eriksen being treated on the pitch following cardiac arrest the choice of resuming the match on Saturday night or beginning again on Sunday at 12 a.m. local time, 5 a.m. Eastern time.
You know, it's interesting. It was couched initially like the players came together from both teams and said, hey, let's get this game going again.
Yeah, the players said they wanted to play.
But well,
that's what it was positioned
as. It didn't
look
like it when Denmark was out there warming up. Those dudes were near tears back on the field. Didn't seem like they were ready to play a game.
Well, one of the guys, I don't know, probably more, one Denmark player criticized for, but apparently it was said that the players wanted to resume the game.
Yes, I just don't know. It just appears from everything we've seen, reaction and statements, that the Denmark players were none too thrilled about having to go back out
Here's
there.
Here's a quote. We had two options. None of the options were good. We took the least bad one. There were a lot of players that weren't able to play the match. They were elsewhere mentally, Danish striker Martin Brathwaite said on Monday. You could have wished for a third option in this situation.
What were the options? You lose?
No, you play now or you have to play
or you forfeit?
At 10 a.m.
10 a.m. today?
The next day.
Well, what? So then play at 10 a.m. Why is that a horrible option?
Yeah, I don't know.
Those are the options.
Because there was I know one of the guys who was on ESPN at the time said the game should have been played the next day. Why are we playing? They shouldn't have had those guys out there playing today.
He said something terrible like that happens, and UEFA gives the players an option to go out and play the game or come back at 12 o'clock on Sunday. What kind of option is that? Peter Schmeichel, the father of Casper,
who's the goalie for the team,
said, I think his point is, you just witnessed a player die on the field who was revived, had cardiac arrest. You witnessed something that you hope to never see in your entire life. And your thought is, well, let's come back and play now or you'll be fine tomorrow. I think their point is that's something that takes more than just, you know,
less than 24 hours.
14 hours to unsee. That's something that probably you need a little bit more time to process that and be okay with that. I think that's what they're saying.
Apparently,
I don't know what a good answer would have been, to be honest with you. It's a format where you're trying to get the two through, and you know it's a group stage. I mean, they got to get the games played. I don't know that there is a good option, honestly.
No, what good option is there when a guy's laying after having a heart attack and dying for?
And he passed away. If he passed away, my guess is they would have just withdrawn from the tournament completely.
Yeah, probably.
I think so.
Probably. And now anti-vaxxers are saying, you see
what?
Well, the only problem is he hadn't been vaccinated.
No.
And he never had COVID either.
Yeah, so good luck with that argument.
Are anti-vaxxers really saying a guy who didn't have a vaccine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They didn't know. They didn't know. Well, yeah, so.
And then they Homer Simpson it back in the bush?
Maybe.
Could well be. But I mean, if you're watching, the inbounds pass comes, and he just stumbles and falls. And, boy, the guy that was next on the through the inbound pass was scared. He was like, get out here, because you could tell that he was in a really bad way immediately. We've never seen. Now, you won't remember, because there was a Detroit Lion, Charlie Hughes, who died on the field. Bears-Lions game.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, died on the field. And they continued playing. It was back in, it was a long time ago, but it was also
he died on the field. Did they know he died at that time?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I think the players knew.
Do you remember where you were when Hank Gathers collapsed?
I don't remember where I was, but I remember it. Yeah.
I remember where I was, man. That was a serious.
An eyewitness account of the only death to occur on an NFL field.
That's the only one.
He died on the field, Charlie Hughes. Yeah.
What year was that? I don't remember it.
It was.
Did they even say?
1971.
They never talk about it.
October 24th, 1971. Yeah, 28 years old.
A heart attack.
I think he got hit by Butkus and then just collapsed and died.
Oh.
Yeah. It was bad. But they kept on playing the game.
I don't remember what they did with when Hank Gathers had his instance. I was just such a huge college basketball fan at the time, and watching that, you know, Bo Kimble, Hank Gather stuff is, and of course when Bo got into the, you know, shot the left-hand free throw in honor of his, and made it in honor of his, fallen teammate. That was a, such a fun team to watch, Loyola Marymount, unlike anything we had seen at that particular time, the real run-and-gun stuff, which is, it was even more so than what you see now. I mean, there was, you've seen variances of it, but they were the first one, but it was crazy to see that happen to Hank Gathers.
He had a heart attack, too. He also had a heart attack, Charlie Hughes.
It was
a
heart attack on the field. I would imagine.
Yep. And so it, this is not, well, it's not unprecedented, but it's the only other one that I can think of. Yeah, but he was an enlarged heart, right? Hank Gathers.
Yes. Hank is one of those guys that, remember when we had the company that talked about the heart health?
Yeah.
That was, it's the same situation where, you know, I think he had, yeah, he had something where the wiring, I remember the doctor told me his wiring was off. And it was something where it's certainly treatable if you find out that that's what you have. They can treat that and they can get you right. But if you're not treated, and, you know, I think that's been the problem is a lot of time they don't check on heart health of all the athletes. And certainly in years past, they haven't. That's when you have a Marfan's disease. Flo Hyman, who was a volleyball player at University of Houston, died. And she had what they call, you know, one of the, it's Marfan's disease. I think they call it Flo Hyman's disease, I guess. But it was, that's one of those things where you have an abnormality, and if it's not found early on, you can risk your life out playing sports if you don't know about it, even at a younger age, obviously. And so
absolutely.
I wonder if that's kind of what was going on with Erickson.
813 ESPN 97.5, 7378-0-3776, 7378-0-3776. Pretty good question posed by Sports Illustrated about this pitching stuff going on. We'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Hoops is what we're talking about right now. I mean, you're watching the NBA playoffs. You can't be happier because James Harden might be eliminated and LeBron James is already eliminated. It can't be better. It just can't be better without the James brothers in there. So here's the deal: is your kids are excited, they want to play after they're watching the games, they want to go out in the backyard, but they don't have a goal, Dad, because you're not a good father. So here's the deal. Is you need to get your kids the goal, but not just any goal. Get them the best goal in the history of goals. And that goal is a hoops goal. And that goal is one that they can raise and lower so that they can actually have some fun. Because they're too short to have any fun to reach the basket at 10 feet. But here's the deal, is you can lower it so that all the kids can play. All the kids can enjoy it. Especially if you've got young ones. But listen, when JT was older and he was able to dunk on a 10-foot goal, he still loved lowering it and doing more stuff when it was lower. If you're looking for the best goal, the most fun, the best quality, and it's not even arguable, it's the hoops goal. So find out for yourself. Go to ProDunkHoops.com and see. And tell Keith Tate you heard it right here, ProDunkHoops.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, Sports Illustrated they tweeted out this story. It's their cover. Why is this guy the only person in baseball who's been seriously punished for pitch doctoring?
Why? It doesn't make sense. It's not fair. Don't come with that energy right now, Sports Illustrated. I don't hear any of y'all saying, why is this guy being singled out? This isn't fair. Wait a minute. Shut up. Y'all singled out a whole team when you had evidence, Apple Watch evidence and all that stuff. You had evidence of other teams cheating, and when it was convenient for you that you could find a bad guy, that's what you did. So don't come with this all of a sudden where you're like, it's just not, why is it, why are they picking on one guy? Oh, too bad. Too bad.
He's
Sports Illustrated.
He's not even a pro. Isn't he just the guy who makes the stuff?
Yeah.
That they're going after?
Well, he was a clubhouse attendant.
That's the Angels guy.
Yeah, the Angels
guy.
Is
he the one who makes Spider Tech?
He had a concoction
that their players really liked.
Yeah. Okay.
Of rosin.
They called it the good,
rosin and
the good ship.
Yeah. And Gorilla Glue or whatever it was. Whatever his concoction.
I'm not putting Gorilla Glue on my hands.
Well, oh, they are. Oh, yeah? You know how
Gorilla Glue?
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. So Brian Harkins is his name. He's the only person. Well, that and the minor leaguers that got, what were there, five of them that got 10 games?
Why? But Garrett Cole had a tough question he had to answer.
Well,
that wasn't fair either.
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
Well, there was an easy answer, yes or no. It wasn't that hard.
And he came back and said, yeah, I've used it, but he tried, because I understand I had an answer.
Well, no. He didn't say, yeah, I've used it. He said, this is not the forum. So this is not the place to be talking about.
Really?
In a press conference with the media? That's not the place to talk about this? Okay. Thanks for that. But this is the only guy that has lost his job over it. Now, I think that the Angels probably could say hey, dude, you're giving it to the other team. If you gave it to our team. But when he was fired, the GM came in and he brought him into an office with the team lawyer. And he asked the GM, hey, Billy, you're firing me over something that's all over your clubhouse right now? The GM, Epler, didn't say a word.
That is such a horse bleep.
He got up from the table, walked out, and left the rest of the meeting with the Angels lawyer.
It is a horse bleep thing.
It is horse bleep.
For you to signal him out, it's so funny. He gets singled out and loses his job providing, I'd be more pissed about him providing it to other pitchers outside the organization. You really want to know the truth? You know what I'd fire him for? You're giving this stuff to Garrett Cole in our division? For Justin Verlander? Yeah. In our division?
Yeah.
You got to go. Yeah. That's fireable offense. The other stuff, come on. The guy who got blamed for the Red Sox stuff, remember, he's like, they moved him into an even sweeter position. He was just guy who was cheating out in the, outfield or whatever he was. And then they said, oh, this guy's cheating on his own. He went rogue. And then he took his heat. And Cora was, suspended for a year. Then Cora comes back, is the Red Sox manager. And the guy who was blamed for doing the video scandal for the Red Sox, he ends up getting promoted.
Yeah, he got suspended, then promoted.
Yeah.
Right.
No, they took care of him. It's like when Henry got pinched, he didn't rat anybody out, and then good things happen. If you don't rat on people.
By good things, you mean, killing and drug dealing.
Whenever he moved up in the organization.
But other than
that. Well, did you see how sweet his tables were?
Those good things.
He could get a table anytime he wanted.
Well, that is true.
Yeah.
That is true. He could get a
Chance
table.
Rossi.
If that's what
there
you
were some
by.
Pretty good things that Henry Hill had.
Well, with all the robberies and the,
But
that's a lot of good things.
Well, that's part of the job description.
Right.
This is in the mafia.
Speaking of robbery. The text message that Garrett Cole sent to Bubba. His name is Bubba Harkins. He's Brian, but they call him Bubba. Hey, Bubba, it's Garrett Cole. I was wondering if you could help me out with this sticky situation, winking emoji.
Dab.
The stuff I had last year seizes up when it gets cold. Can you come up with, or do you have a mix that will play better in cold weather? Hey, Cole, the only thing I think I could do is put more tar in it and less stick. I'll play around with it and see. So,
is there any chance?
Is this not evidence that Major League Baseball has that he was cheating?
John,
should be. So this dude lost his job over it, while Garrett Cole just goes, was that question?
While Garrett Cole got the richest contract in baseball history for a pitcher?
Yeah.
Yeah, he benefited.
You think?
He benefited.
And Max Scherzer, by the way, Max Scherzer, who hurt his groin because he doesn't have the stick him anymore, hurt his groin in his last outing.
Yeah. The stick him? If you're putting stick him on your groin.
No. He wasn't able to grip the baseball as good, so he exerted more groin effort.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, okay. So he has a groin issue now.
It is a little suspicious that he gets, not really, that's Major League Baseball. That's on par for them.
There's nothing suspicious.
If you're a team, this is pretty much standard operating procedure for all of eternity, isn't it? You go after the smallest guy you can find.
Yeah.
You blame shift, and you keep your guys. Is there any chance that we've overvalued Strom?
Well, really, what was the old saying? Oh, Kentucky got caught recruiting. So Cleveland State got suspended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, are we have we overvalued Strom at all? Is there any chance that we Strom the Magic Man? Is there any chance that
he's got a better concoction than Bubba?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Strom. I'm not saying Strom provides it. I'm just saying maybe pitchers on that staff just say, here, you need some of this stuff right here. And Strom's over there.
And then we want to go ahead and grab the ball right here and turn it. And if you twist it right there like a knuckle curve, and they're like, yeah, 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 yeah.
Right.
And they're in the meantime, they're shoving stuff in their hand.
Is stuck in their eye because it's...
They're putting stuff in a bill of their hat and their glove.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that Stromy's just sitting there while they're jacking with the... And I say that knowing full well this is an issue around all of Major League Baseball. I still want to believe in Brent Strom, the Tooth Fairy, Brent Strom, Santa Claus. I still want to believe that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to believe that as well. But there's the bullpen issue.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, hey.
Hey.
What's weird?
Why do we have all the best starters and the worst bullpen?
Hey, what's the spin rate on B-Lap?
Apparently, he doesn't have any time for the bullpen. I'm just busy with the starters. Listen.
I've never been busier in my life.
Listen, Rayleigh, you're going to have to get this done on your own.
Okay? Strom doesn't have, like, I want Strom to have a rougher voice. Like, I wanted Strom. I had a voice in my head for Strom, and then when I heard him, it's like, eh, that's not what my Strom voice in my head was. I wanted a more, you know, gruff voice. Strom doesn't have the gruff voice, really. So,
no. Is there a chance? Is there a chance that now more? I don't think hitters mind it as much because the pitchers have a lot better control,
right?
Because of it. Let's say it's in the cold in April or in November. Pitchers just can't get a grip on the ball. Are you going to stand in there 60 feet, 6 inches away from a guy who's throwing 95 and feel good about it? I think I want that guy to have a better grip of the baseball.
Is it maybe overestimated, though? I mean, let's go back to other areas of baseball where it wasn't this kind of stuff. I mean, what Gaylord Perry used to do was a lot of it was Vaseline. Which created slip, which actually made it less predictable. So that's not the same. You know, he doctored it, but it was not for better grip. It was for... actually for it to get unnatural rotation and spin. So my question would be, was this a huge problem in years past where guys were getting hit in the face with baseballs because we just can't get a grip? I think that's a very convenient excuse. There's been thousands of pitchers who were...
You don't forget now, they doctor the baseball, Major League Baseball doctors the baseball depending on what free agents are available.
Oh, well, don't say that out loud without giving it context because people don't know. His own manager came out against him, Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso said that he believes that Major League Baseball doctors baseballs either makes them worse or better depending on, like right now they're doctoring them.
Because shortstops are available.
It was the dumbest QAnon stuff I've ever heard in my life, so I don't even want to give him any shine for that. But seriously, I've seen pitchers for our whole lives who weren't just like, whoa, another hit by batter. That makes 9 in a game. Guys hit in the face. They just act like their lives are in peril if you don't have some stuff to create better grip. Come on. At this point, I think the fear of getting hit by a baseball versus the reality of the sharp spin rate that's creating difficulty hitting?
I don't know, Lance. Maybe from now on, Major League Baseball's policies, you're going to have signs like it's a landmine walking up to home plate. Landmine's here. So every time you walk to home plate, you know, could possibly get hit in the face with a baseball.
There's a chance you're getting hit in the face because we don't have good grip. So I don't know. This curveball could get away from me and hit you in the face. Like, you've been throwing a curveball since you're in Little League. All of a sudden, it's just... flying out of your hands and hitting people left and right.
Did you used to stick them in Little League?
No one got hit like that in the 2000s or 90s or 80s.
I wish I would have known about this stick 'em for pitchers when I was Little League manager. We would have kicked ass.
Look,
what doesn't make you necessarily a... I don't know if your kids could have generated the spin rate to make that much of a difference.
Yeah. Batters...
We have some good arms.
Batters, your averages have gone up quite... exponentially since you know Major League Baseball has floated out there that they're going to enforce the rules. So you got to balance it out. You want to get hit in the face with the baseball, or do you want your averages to go up?
Your choice.
Average up. You know what they'll take?
Pick one.
They'll take 4 points on their average.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You know what that means? Money. Millions of dollars.
Yeah, go ahead and possibly hit me in the face.
7037803776. Let's get back to our Astros on the other side right here with another big win and just on a roll, and yet still two games behind the A's in the AL West.
How is that possible? I didn't know the A's were playing that great.
Yeah, they're playing well. They're playing.
I only care about the Astros. I'm like, oh, the A's are winning.
No,
too?
You can't lose a start anymore without losing ground. Right now, though, I want to talk about my peeps over at Chastain Ford. I want to tell you, I just love these people. I love what they do. I love their integrity. I love that their mission statement. It's to get you the best car. It's been going on like this in the Chastain family for over 80 years. And Patrick he really is unbelievable. I mean, one of the things he just said, please pound on it, that we do not do dealer add-ons. And this is so prevalent in the business that they won't let you buy online. There are so many dealerships that say, oh, no, you're going to have to come in, because they just can't let you get away without gouging you for as much money as they can possibly get. And it's simply not the case at Chastain Ford. One of the first questions is, what do your payments have to be at? Now, what do you need in the vehicle? What's the package that you want? Let's work this deal so that we can get, and they do. They work the deal so they can get you the very best that Ford can offer, and they do it every single day. There's a reason they're the number one commercial dealership in the city of Houston. There are cars in stock right now, or you can order, get exactly what you want, get it in however amount of time that it takes, and you will be completely satisfied, I promise, if you're going to be joining the Chastain family. Find out for yourself. It's at ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. It's Chastain Ford.
Get no when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Sports. ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6 is the number. I'm sending it to you, Del. So the Astros... The Astros have made some viral videos this weekend. And I'm sending you the Bregman one, Dell, and you can play it. But one of them was, did you see the Carlos Correa one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that one too. That was good.
So,
go ahead and explain that one.
Well, I can. Carlos is on deck, and a kid right behind home plate says, hey, Carlos, right hand for A, left hand for T.
Right hand for butt.
For butt.
Chest.
And chest, right.
Carlos is sitting there with a bat. He's got his hands, he's got a bat, and it's sitting on the ground, and you can tell he's sitting there listening. He's got his head down, and he's kind of listening. Hey, Carlos, right hand for butt and left hand for chest. He puts the bat, he lets go of the bat. It's leaning against his body, and he both arms come out.
Both hands come out. And they all just cracked up, which is good. Yeah, but it was A and T and T and A. You know what T and A stands for? Butt and chest, as Lance so eloquently put. Eloquently,
yeah.
Well, the kids are they in school yet? Are the kids in school?
No, school's out.
Summer.
School's out, bro.
What about the summer kids?
Summer school.
What about the kids?
Summer school kids are rough anyway.
Yeah, but that hasn't even started yet, right? They get at least a week before they have to go back.
One would hope.
Well, the dumb kids, you're right. They know what TNA is, right? They already know that. Right.
Yeah.
Well, no.
The Dunskies.
The kids that are trying to get ahead in life
and
take more classes during the summer. Those kids. So, and I don't mean to call you that.
Sorry, kids. The bad man called you dumb.
I didn't mean it quite like that.
If you happen to be going to summer school to get ahead, or maybe got sick during the year, so you missed some class time, you're the dumb kid that's in summer school. Sorry.
Well, first and foremost, I meant that in the nicest possible way. Okay. Now, Alex Bregman also got trolled this weekend. You got it? Here's Alex. Alex is coming over.
This one hurt a little
bit. This one was before the game, I think. He's walking over toward the fans, toward the stands, behind home plate, and this kid wants him to come over and take a picture.
Can I get a photo?
I'm going to.
I don't want a photo with you, Cheater. I don't want to follow you. Go bang on a barrel, you bum.
Go bang on a barrel, you bum.
But and Bregman just looks at him and smirks, and he takes a picture with another kid.
With an Astros fan.
With an Astros fan, and not you, scumbag. Yeah. Now, can I call that kid a scumbag?
Something. Look, you can call.
Yeah, you can call him a scumbag.
Dumb or
we wonder. We wonder why players just dislike
fans.
Well, this isn't random. Like, this is for a reason. I think it was kind of like something happened. A whole scandal happened.
What happened?
So that might have been part of it.
Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, and what's this kid a fan of? What team? Because they were cheating, too.
The Red Sox.
Yeah. Guess what? They were cheating, too.
No,
Red
Sox.
No, this would have been Minnesota, wouldn't it?
Was that Red
Sox. Now, listen to that kid's voice.
Oh, yeah. No.
Bang on a barrel.
That's a Boston kid.
Yeah. He's a Southie. Bang on a barrel.
Whoa. Bum. Don't say it. So, yeah. I mean, but this is why. This is exactly why the fans, the players just can't stand the fans. That's it. It's exactly why. Because you're a bum. You can't, kid, you're a bum. All right?
Look, these are the same people these players wouldn't want to hang out with if they weren't baseball players. Like, most of the time, you don't want to hang out with most people you run into. And just because you're a baseball player at a baseball game, you think the people get better because they're at a baseball game?
No.
They get worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. No question. So the Astros did go a little bit far. And you know what? Then they kicked their ass. Then they kicked the Red Sox ass. How's that taste?
Hope that kid went home crying.
Yeah. How was that? How'd that work out for you, kid? How'd that work out for you?
Man, the Astros beat us again. They took 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4. Astros are killed. We're the Astros bitches.
Ooh, wow. I don't know if the kid say that.
Yeah. He should have said that. He should have said that because guess what? That's exactly what happened. That's a good-looking baseball team right now. This team is playing some really, really good baseball.
It's got Cohen Yordan's hitting.
It really is.
It's different.
It's really good when Tucker's hitting. It's really good when Brantley's hitting. It's really good when now, Altuve's, his average is down, but you know what? It seems like every hit he gets is a homer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, dude is just, he's not hitting for average lately, but he sure is kicking some, when he gets a hold of one. What about the one he golfed out in Boston?
He's right now, man, he is on it. He is just on it. You look at the home run totals, now there's nothing that really stands out in terms of, you notice the numbers are not gaudy, but you got a lot of guys across the board who are hitting home runs for you. And so you've got 7 guys in the lineup at any time who can hit home runs for you if you're the Astros. Probably not Machete, not a lot. Straw, never. Will Straw have a home run this year, including inside the park?
No. No.
I think you're right. I think it's a no. I think it's a no. But with McCormick being a factor as a power hitter, Brantley can do it when he needs to. But Altuve right now and Correa, I mean, when you have Yordan, Correa, Altuve, Brantley, I mean, it's just, this is what you get. You get the big crooked numbers, and that's what they're able to do right now. They're throwing crooked numbers on people, which is a good thing. We've hardly talked at all about Fromber. You know, Fromber just came out there and was just dealing, just in control for most of the day, and it was such a good, to have a starter be able to go 7, gave up 2 runs, 1 earned run, and wasn't real big on the strikeout total this time around, but he was, Fromber was, you're getting this, you're expecting to see that from Fromber every time out now. It's just who you think he is.
Yeah.
And because that is who he is.
So that run that they were on, a 9-6 run against San Diego, Boston, Toronto, and then Boston again. That was,
it's pretty good.
That's not bad. That's, and Los Angeles, excuse me, and Los Angeles. So it
1-1, yeah.
Yeah, they were 1-1 in that series. They lost the San Diego series, but they won the Boston series, won the Toronto series, won the Boston series again, and they just have looked awesome doing it. That was about as tough a stretch. Now they got Texas, who's apparently the most difficult team in baseball to beat, because they went to Texas and got their ass handed to them. That's the worst that they've looked this season. Well, plus that stretch that they had for Oakland and Detroit. For whatever reason, the Astros against good teams, I mean, they're the opposite of lamb killers. Mm-hmm. They're getting slayed by lambs.
Yeah.
By Texas and Detroit.
That sucks.
So they've got coming up here, they got two against Texas, but then they got the White Sox coming in, who's a really good baseball team. So the White Sox coming, you got two
White
against
Sox
Texas.
White Sox are a really good team.
Yeah, they're a really good baseball
but
team. Despite the losses that they've had.
We knew they were going to be a good team.
Yeah, but they lost two of their main cogs, mm-hmm. and they're still playing good baseball. And then it's at Baltimore, at Detroit, Baltimore here, at Cleveland. And, you know, that's a worrisome stretch. Give me Boston and the A's, and give me the Dodgers, as opposed to having to face the likes of a Baltimore or Detroit.
Headed into the season, who are the best? Like, who do you think were the best teams headed into the season? In all of baseball.
The Dodgers.
Okay.
The Yankees.
Okay.
The, the White Sox were supposed to be good, but.
Yep.
Yeah, they were supposed to be good.
Astros.
Yeah, Astros, A's. Yeah.
Padres,
yep.
I ask that because of all the teams you mentioned, the only team that's in first place is the White Sox. Now, we didn't talk about Tampa. We should have.
Yeah.
Tampa wasn't mentioned nearly enough just because they're in the same division with the Yankees.
No, the Giants are a big surprise.
I think New York being 33-32 is a surprise. Tampa being good, obviously, is not a surprise. White Sox being good is not a surprise. We knew they were going to be pretty good. I do think that it would have been interesting if A.J. Hinch was the manager there instead of La Russa. We knew the A's were going to be tough. The Astros 37-28, A's 40-27. The A's are one of only four teams that have 40 wins up to this point. And it's the Giants, the A's, the Rays, and the Sox. Not necessarily headline teams. I mean, the Dodgers and the Padres are still behind the Giants. I think they'll catch them. They're right behind them. I mean, Padres are three behind. After watching the Padres a little bit this year, I'm not sure I see the Padres as a team that is that can win a World Series. I love Tatis and all that, but he's a great player, fun to watch. Dodgers, yeah. Obviously, the Dodgers can win a World Series, and they're going to be a factor. I don't know if the Giants can keep it going, but when you look at the American League, I think what we're seeing is we've seen a passing of the baton over, and I don't know who it was passed from. If it was passed from, I guess, I don't know who it's passed from in the American League necessarily. Astros? They were in the World Series the year before in 19. Astros went deep in 18. Astros won it in 17. Well, Yankees.
They've been in the LCS for four straight years.
Yeah, it can't be the Yankees. They're not passing anything. But I think the problem is Tampa is the team now.
Well, they're in the World Series, yeah. No, Tampa's the team right now.
Tampa is the team. This 42-win right now, the 42 wins that they have, that's not a, like, they're the team right now in the American League. And you're kind of looking up to the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yep. I don't think there's any question. And the Yankees at 33-32, they're getting testy. Dell, you got it? They're getting a little bit testy in New York with the continued losing. 33-32, a team that was thought to be the best team, the best lineup, and the best team in the American League coming into the season. Well, they're not. They're not even close. Actually, they're garbage. The Yankees garbage. Yeah,
I said it,
and I meant it. When you're 33-32, this is supposed to be this is something that you should be proud of. In New York, this is a team that you can wrap your arms around. Well, the media, a member of the media, asked Aaron Boone about how poorly they're playing, and Aaron would have none of it.
Do you sense there's a fatigue in the dugout, maybe a complacency as these losses pile up where guys are just almost getting used to losing here?
No.
Why not?
I know them too well, and I don't think there's any getting used to freaking losing. Hell no.
Oh, keep going. Is that all? Because after that, he goes, get out of here with that question.
Yep.
Like he was all ticked off. No, there's a little bit more where you could see the question was asked. And you could
well,
see
it is a dumb question.
You could hear him getting madder as he answered. Yeah. He got madder and madder as the answer went on.
It's a dumb question.
Is it a dumb question? Is it position kind of smarmy?
Well, yeah.
When you ask, are guys, well, okay, no, it's a dumb question. Are guys getting used to losing? That's a dumb question.
Some teams get used to losing.
Yeah.
Maybe not the Yankees.
But not the Yankees.
65 games into the season.
Oh, well, if you ask, were the Rockets used to losing? Absolutely. That's not a dumb question. But it's one you don't like asking necessarily.
Well, but
you kind of know the answer to it. But for the Yankees, that feels
well,
like
well, no. But the Rockets getting used to, that's a, they went on a 4-50 run. That's a little bit different than.
I think I used to losing.
Yeah, yeah, it can happen.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that is a legitimate question for the Rockets. But thinking, hey, these guys, you know what? It's okay. They're just used to losing. That's fine. No, come on. And not a team that's actually one game over 500.
Who you called what again?
Garbage. hot garbage.
Okay.
That's what they
it
are.
Is the summer. Yeah.
Hot it garbage. Is. It's hot garbage.
Hot garbage summer?
Yeah. What do you think, with New York fans, I'm going to need some insurance?
Yeah, TGS insurance. Ooh. Over the last 20 games, I think you're going to be surprised at who one of the Astros' leading hitters is. When I come back, I'll tell you, hitting 322, who could it be? If your guess is Machete, you're wrong. TGS Insurance right now. The text is, no, you're going to have to keep guessing. It's a keep guessing game, John. Just like you can keep guessing, like, what do I type to TGS Insurance? I know I text something to 232323. Is it house? No. Is it home? No, it's money. It's money because that's what you're going to save. The average savings is $900. $900 annually when you go with our friends over at TGS Insurance. Go to TGSinsurance.com and you can get more information. But listen, when it's time for you to actually start the process of finding A-rated insurance at a competitive rate, and that's a problem. You know, having A-rated insurance is absolutely what you want. But you also want someone to compete for your business and give you a competitive offer. When you stay with the same company year after year after year, you're never going to get a competitive rate. They know that they've got you, and they'll just keep raising your rate. That's why the average savings is $900 or more. Text the word money to 232323. That's 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Baseball season, it comes and goes, but Crawford Bock just flows and flows. It's the Bock to drink any time of year. You don't need a reason because it's a dang good beer. You can rock the Bock at a music festival or rodeo, Shakespeare in the Park or Lowrider Car Show. It's the Bock for bonfires and happy hour, South Padre, even your next baby shower. So share a Crawford Bock anytime with your favorite gals and bros. And when baseball season comes back, let's go Stros!
It's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with these hot items for dads and grads. Featuring the Titleist TSI family of drivers, faster in the air, longer off the tee, and straighter down the fairway. And don't miss these hot gifts from Bushnell, like the Tour V5 or the Tour V5 Shift with Pin Seeker technology, or the Wingman with Bluetooth and audible GPS for distance. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know, I believe in this team, man. I got a great feeling about this team. Everybody's on the same page. The vibes in the clubhouse reminds me of 17 and 19. I really love this team.
It's Carlos Correa, and there's no question, Julia Morales in the broadcast have made mention a couple of times over the last couple of weeks about how the fun bunch is back. Like, it's fun, Astros again. Yet last year was such a heavy, heavy season. The pandemic and all the serious stuff, people losing jobs, the sicknesses, what across the board. Obviously, there was a great deal of stress. But you add to that the realization that the Astros were also, you know, playing their first season after being exposed for what happened in 2017. But they weathered the storm. They came out and played good playoff baseball. They got deep, and now they are, you know, I think they're in good position. And as Carlos said, he thinks they're having a lot of fun. He compared it to 2017 and 2019, which are two World Series years for the Astros. And we've been talking about it. It's a good run for him right now. Let's get Ocho in here. Wants to talk about the Astros. What's going on, Ocho?
Hey, what's good, Lance? Hey, actually, I wanted to touch on the A's. You all were talking about the A's, and I was looking at their lineup, and I'm trying to figure out what these guys are doing since I don't get to see them play much. And they're getting strong, solid pitching. But if you look at their batting averages, man, their highest batting average is like .285. I think that's Matt Olson. You know who their second highest batting average is? Tony Kemp at .275. And they have others batting like in the .250s and lower.
How are they winning 40 games?
That's crazy, man. I don't. It's the pitching. I know they have solid pitching, but as far as the bats, it seems like they just maximize the few runners they get in scoring position. They knock them in, unlike the Astros, who leave like 10, 12 per game. You know, and even though we're scoring higher, it's kind of fool's goal for us. But they knock their guys in. The few they get on base, they knock them in. But that's all I have, man. I'll hang up and listen.
I'm going to dig a little deeper on this. So you got the A's. Their run differential is plus +21. The Astros are plus +86. But, you know, of course it helps when you can throw some of the numbers that the Astros do. Their record against 500 or better teams, the A's are 16-18. The Astros are 27-16. So there you have it. A, they played 34 games. The Astros have played 43 against teams with 500 or better records. So basically, there's your answer. I can go back and get specifics, but the fact that they're 16-18 against teams greater than 500 means the A's are just lamb killers right now. They take bad teams, and they're disposing of bad teams.
And they're going to play better teams later.
Yeah, yeah. So this is like a staggered start where the Astros are going to catch them around the turn as their schedule gets tougher, as they play teams with better records. The A's are going to come back to the crowd because you can't keep winning at that rate when Tony Kemp is your second best hitter. That's not possible.
No, and
we don't live in that kind of world.
And you know what? The A's, after the ass whoopings that the Astros have given them to start the season, well, that was just a bad whooping. But they can't feel great about playing good team. I like this team. The Astros seem to step up. They're not playing any bad teams in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
So when they get to the postseason and they've played these really good teams the way that they have, that's going to be a big plus for them.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I don't mind the Astros. We talked about that tough schedule coming up, and that tough schedule ended up being, you know, you should have won more against the Padres. You split that one, but you beat Bauer with the Dodgers. But then you went to work against the Red Sox. You were fine against Toronto. You're excellent against the Twins. Not that the Twins are one of the tougher. You know, it's just if you wanted to expand the run. The Astros are, I think, 11-9 in their last 20. It's not like they've won a ton of games, but they are.
They played good teams.
But that's what I'm saying. They have hung in there against the toughest stretch. And frankly, they played much better than their record. That was, you know, they got screwed by some really bad bullpen action a few series back. Not here recently. Yeah, recently it caught up with them in the Red Sox. But
well, they got Taylor Jones too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, all right. So, yeah, you're right. That's what I was setting it up for. Mastro's hitting .322 over his last 59 at-bats, the last 20 games. The lowest hitter out of the starters is Alex Bregman at hitting .221. And then you've got Altuve is only hitting .241, but obviously that's going to change drastically. Every old game that falls off the last 20 and a new one is added, Altuve is going to jump up because we know he's really been hitting the ball. Well, Jose Altuve, 7 home runs over his last 20 games, 5 for Carlos Correa. Carlos hitting .333 over his last 20 with 18 walks and 15 strikeouts. So better walks than strikeouts.
Carlos is fifth in all of baseball right now in B WAR, which I don't know what B WAR is, but it was put out there. Chandler Rome put that out there on Twitter, and McTaggart responded with, pay that man. I think he said, oh, yeah, pay that man, click. I think he said Luno. Pay that man, click. You know what? He ain't getting, the Astros ain't paying him.
No.
He's gone.
That's 1,100. He's got almost 1,100 OPS over the last 20 games.
Dude bet on himself, and dude's winning.
Yep.
So congratulations to him. To him and his family, they're going to get paid. There's no question about it. Now, wherever he goes, I'm sure, hey, Lindor's facing it. In New York, with what he has done this season, you think Lindor isn't catching it? You got to watch what you want. What you ask for. Going to a market like Boston, New York, maybe even the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers will probably re-sign.
Do you think Seager? He goes anywhere other than a major? I don't think Carlos goes anywhere other than a coastal. He'll go coastal or he'll go major market, meaning, you know, a Chicago. But I think one of the primary factors is going to be, where can we make you the money from a marketing standpoint and a branding standpoint?
How about the Angels?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one.
Yeah.
It's West Coast.
And they pay?
They pay. They're going to be looking for.
He's in L.A., even though it's the other one. You know what? If he doesn't care about winning, then the Angels might be the answer. Of course, he'll be next to Rendon. He'll have Trout in the lineup. If their management could actually find a pitcher someday, they might be dangerous. They might be scary. Jim wants to talk a little NBA. Let's get him in here. Hey, Jim.
Good morning, gentlemen. I love your show. Y'all got a good thing going there. I just wanted to comment. I've kind of been weepy. Kind of can't sleep at night. Soaking my pillow with tears. The fact that Kyrie got hurt, you know, it just kills me because James may not get his trophy, his ring, and I'm just all busted up about it. And I guess I just need help because that some bitch, the way he did us, he never deserved a ring ever. And I think that's all I have to say about that. Thank you. Have a great morning.
No, everybody's busted up about it here.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not.
It's fair to say we're all busted up.
Yeah, everybody's busted up. Mm-hmm. But we all wanted to see LeBron. We wanted to see James Harden. We wanted to see Kevin Durant. Everybody's rooting for Kyrie.
Yeah, no, it's a team.
Hopefully, you know how heartbroken the world was yesterday when Kyrie goes down.
The world took a big hit because they were going to. Now, what was the phrase that Kyrie said?
Wasn't he bringing everyone together with his title run?
Yeah, they were going to bring that title run was going to quote unquote bring everyone together. Did he say the world or everyone?
I think he said maybe he said the world.
Yeah, let's check that because
make sure.
I mean, everyone took a hit yesterday when Kyrie turned his ankle and like, how do you not get a cheer for Kyrie, James, and Kevin Durant? I mean, that's not fair.
He said that after finishing a series against the Celtics?
Yeah.
That Celtics team who wound up with Jason Tatum.
He stomped on that leprechaun's face and then said, we're going to bring the world together.
And then Glenn Davis said, that's the ankle he used to stomp on Lucky. And then he was like, Yes. What do you know emoji thing? The one thing about this Nets run that I found interesting from a Rockets perspective is so many Rocket fans have latched on and go, I want James to get his ring. Do you know how bad that is for your future hopes if the Nets are actually successful? What you want is for them to stack failure on top of failure so all those guys want to get out of there because they don't want to be looked at as the guys who didn't get it done. You want a Kyrie situation. You want them to blow a 2-0 lead and get knocked out here, and then next year have another failure, and all of a sudden all those guys are like, I don't want to stay here. We can't win here. And then those draft picks, they start, and then maybe guys don't want to go play in Brooklyn, and those draft picks become higher and higher as far as your lottery chances. All this rooting for James is ridiculous. You want it to end poorly starting this week. Let's have an utter failure starting this week, so the Nets failure train starts chugging down the tracks. That's all. Because that helps your picks.
Yeah. I mean, that's happening with Kawhi right now, right?
Well, yeah.
Possibly, yeah. Possibly. Yeah. You want a Nets situation.
Hey, Kawhi's like, wait a minute.
You want a Clipper situation with the Nets. That's what you want.
That's what you want.
You want it to bust up as quickly as possible.
But now, how long you give it? They fail this year. They fail next year. You think that they're going to start bailing?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're not going to hang around.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work.
Because we're looking worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
Of course, LeBron lost his first year and then won a couple.
Well, LeBron's locked in for multiple years. Like, if they don't get it done this year, they're already halfway through Durant and Kyrie's contracts. And then James is, I think his contract ends after next season. So, James, if James doesn't win a title in his first 2 years there, is he going to be like, I don't want to be blamed, but I got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, this stuff about let's root for the Nets because you want James to win if you're a Rocket fan makes absolutely no sense.
Nah, that doesn't make sense to me.
I thought James had more than that.
I don't know. I thought he was done after
next 23.
Year. Okay.
James,
well, he's got a player option in 22-23. Yeah. That's $47 million.
Oh, he'll opt out.
Yeah.
Look for 50.
Chris, he's got two more.
But here's the thing. If he opts out, it's bad news because he'll stay there and get 50 plus.
Or someone else. I don't know. Who else might want to give him money?
Well, he's got no more bird anymore.
I don't think James is a traveler. I think James wants a chance to win. Now, that's the thing. If KD is willing to stick around, James will roll with them.
James has, like John said, 21-22, and then he has a player option, 22-23. If they're coming off an outright failure next season, maybe the Nets are like, maybe we don't want to pay you $47 million or give you an extension because we're not sure this is going to work out.
Yeah, but that's a player deal. That's
true.
A player option.
That's true. I think he opts out.
Yeah.
If he's still what we think he'll be, I think he opts out.
He will.
Of course, he can't get 47, though. He might get, deal.
Chris Paul's not going to get 40, whatever.
You don't think James can?
No, because that's the max he can possibly get, that 47. He doesn't have bird rights anymore. Next, his next contract.
If he opts out.
Yeah.
He can sign an extension.
Oh, if he.
But if he opts out, then he's not going to get.
Wait, how is he not bird rights?
Because he hasn't been with the team, whatever team signing him, they can't give him that.
Oh no! If another team goes, he can get it with the Nets.
Yeah.
What you don't want is that to be the destination.
If he opts out, he's done with that.
You don't want them to be a destination team where other teams want to. You know, you got the New York thing. You don't want them to get hot and be the team.
Maybe he does a sign and trade. Maybe that might happen. 9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to hang out with us here on the show. You're more than welcome to do that. We got some delving to do on the NBA. Not only, Chris Paul, but we got maybe some news with one of our own announcers here, a former announcer anyway, right here on ESPN 97.5, a guy we all love, Bull, the Bull. We'll talk about that on the other side. But right now I'm talking about Doc Linville and how great it is to have hair. And it's not only that. So if you are somebody that wants to get the hair deal for Father's Day, which is coming up this weekend, Doc Linville says, okay, listen, we can get your wife or you, if you have any face issues, we are going to get you the Morpheus 8. It's like it helps with the collagen and all the stuff. And Doc says, listen, you come, you get your hair done here. We'll give you that free facial at Linville. Listen, Doc does everything. I mean, he does everything that a woman wants to do, any kind of surgery that a woman wants to do. He does all of that. For us, it's the hair thing. I don't believe we're getting breast implants, any of us, or butt implants. I don't know. I don't know that you want to do that. But if you do, you can. If your wife does, this is the guy to go see. But for us, it's the hair thing. And the hair thing is unbelievable. I'm going back and I'm going to get the PRP, which generates more hair growth in your hair. You don't have to get the neo-grafting. You can just get, if the doc says, listen, I can't give you the neograft, but we can generate some hair growth for you. We can do that. If in fact, you don't have a bald spot, but you're just thinning, doc can do that as well. So if you're looking for the best way to get that hair, guys, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.